Their first stop was a large semicircular basin. Dozens of huge-headed saras were standing around the curved end on all sixes, spitting out long streams of sticky white fiber and using their mandibles to feed it into the tub. On the other side of the basin, a steady procession of workers was gathering up large bundles of the dried fiber and carrying it off toward the furnaces.
"This is the materials pit,"
Reynar explained. He pointed at the spitting kilix.
"Saras' spinners produce the raw spin, and the workers take it to the furnaces to be melted down."
"Yeah, real interesting," Han said. "But about that reactor, have you actually been to Gorog's nest?" Reynar's reply was curt.
"Of course not. Gorog keeps its nest secret."
"Then you really can't know whether they have a reactor, can you?" Luke asked, picking up on Han's line of thought. "And it's probably a pretty big one, too, judging by how much fuel the Nymodian had with him." An uneasy murmur rolled through the Unu. Then Reynar said,
"If there was so much fuel, why didn't Saras find any when they captured the Nymodian?"
"Because the fuel went to the same place as our land speeder and the Moid's guards," Han said. "The Fizz took it." "And that's something we should discuss now," Luke said. "The Fizz didn't just bubble up when those fuel rods happened to be there. It was attacking them." Unu's drumming grew more agitated.
"Now they don't believe there ever was any fuel,"
C-3PO replied.
"They're accusing us of making up the whole story."
Han rolled his eyes. "I knew this would happen." He turned to Reynar. "Look, it's been a long couple of days. If you don't want to listen..." "Hold on, Han," Luke said. "We have evidence." Han frowned. "We do?" Luke nodded. "Probably." He turned to R2-D2. "R2, do you have a record of what happened in the forest?" R2-D2 whistled a cheerful affirmative and began to project a hologram of the incident. The quality was not as good as what came out of a dedicated holopad, of course, but it was more than adequate to show the blue-black forms of several Gorog sneaking down a slope of homogeny stumps. C-3PO's voice came from R2-D2's acoustic signaler, warning Luke and Han about the sneak attack. A pair of Gorog turned toward the holocam, and the scene grew confused as the battle played out. A few moments later, it showed the Nymodian smuggler fleeing his hover sled, while his Aqualad bodyguards remained behind, kneeling behind the barrels in the cargo bed and trading fire with Han and Luke. When one of the barrels suddenly rose and crashed back down, spilling its cargo, a murmur of surprise raced through the Unu entourage. R2-D2 added to the excitement by displaying a set of ionic decay readings that left no doubt about the nature of the rods. By the time the froth began to consume the rods a few minutes later, a stunned silence had fallen over Reynar and Unu. Luke waited until the Fizz had engulfed the hover sled, its cargo, and the Aqualish guards, then had R2-D2 shut down his holoprojector. Reynar remained silent a long time, and even the cacophony inside the replica facility grew subdued. Finally, Reynar raised his gaze.
"We thank you for bringing this to our attention."
"Friends should be willing to tell each other difficult truths," Luke said, feeling encouraged by Reynar's reasonable tone. "It's only a theory at this point, but if we're right, the Fizz is going to keep attacking Saras." The pronouncement sent a peal of nervous drumming through Unu. Reynar's eyes seemed to sink even deeper into their dark sockets, but he said,
"Theory or not, we are listening."
"Good.